Everyone, welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Chandler Monet, and today I have the wonderful Nadia Sims. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Sydney. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing amazing.
I'm so excited to have you on, you guys. Nadia Simone Sims is an American actress, and she started modeling at just 6 months old and shortly thereafter started doing television commercials. Her modeling and TV commercial credits include such clients as American Girl Doll, Sears, Kohl's, and Chicago Parent Magazine, to name a few. In 2015, her energetic personality landed her a series regular role on a comedic television pilot shot in Chicago alongside legendary actress Marla Gibbs, which is directed by famed actor and director Bill Duke. In 2016, she landed the dramatic role of Stacy in the feature film, The Land, which debuted in the Sundance Film Festival into great reviews. The Land was directed by Prejudice, Stephen Caple Jr., featuring Erykah Badu, and executive produced by rapper and actor Nas. You can currently see Nadia making appearances in Comedy Central, Southside, Showtime's The Chi, Fox's Proven Innocent, Netflix's Black and Privilege. In the near future, you will see her on the big screen with a role on the upcoming Jordan Peele's reboot of Candyman, also known as Say My Name and The Pessimendal, and the Emmy-winning series Fargo on FX. Nadia lives by the motto, with God, anything is possible. Nadia is currently attending middle school and science is her favorite subject. She hopes to continue to carry on with modeling and acting as long as she can, and one day would love to become an architect. You can keep up with her on her latest on her Instagram IG page, official_Nadia_Simone. Wow, Nadia, I'm so impressed with your bio. You have so many things collected in there, all your accomplishments and like features and everything like that. It's very impressive.
Thank you so much.
So let's get started. And so 2020 just left us and we're going into 2021. What is something that you have learned from 2020 or you want to take with you into this new year?
So what I've learned from 2020 was definitely to stick with family and to be in the moment and live in the moment, because not everyone, you know, can see another day. So I just want to make sure to live in the moment and to know that enjoy life while you still got it, you know?
Nadia is 14 years old and she's coming up with the best advice ever that anyone could, you know, learn from and use from. Still at 14, you're still such an impressive young girl. I think that's something that I can realize too. I mean, I'm 16 now and sometimes I can take my family for granted, and like people are losing family members every single day, especially with our circumstances right now. So I really think that we can all learn from Ms. Nadia's words and just really just take care of our family and get to know one another and just really not take each other for granted anymore. To lighten the mood up a little bit, so what are some projects that you are currently working on?
So a few projects that I'm working on, I just filmed a Christmas movie that will be coming out 2021 Christmas, so this Christmas. And I also am currently writing my own pilot, and I'm also co-writing another project with my friend.
Okay, so you're writing your own kind of pilot episode and things like that. What's that process like for you, being from an actress from a writer's perspective? What's that like?
It's really fun, and I get to see a different perspective whenever I'm like, you know, acting, and I can see a script differently, I can feel the script differently, and it helps in advance for, you know, my acting career.
I agree, because, you know, me being a dancer, I really am just here to tell a story with like my movements and everything. But on a choreographical side, when I have had to make a few pieces on my own, it's very different in what you want to portray to the audience. And so I think we can both correlate on that, you being an actress to a writer and me being a dancer to a choreographer. I really think we can correlate with that.
Yes, of course.
So I'm really excited about this new Christmas 2021. So make sure you guys stay updated with that. And make sure you, again, as I mentioned before, follow her on her Instagram at official_Nadia_Simone. But moving on, as an upcoming actress, what do you like so much about acting, and what are some of your favorite appearances?
So what I like so much about acting, what's my favorite thing about acting, is basically just being a character and feeling and being whoever you want to be, because acting is basically about being someone, using your imagination to be someone and anyone in your own eyes, and you can even put yourself into that character. And my favorite appearances is basically anything, really. I really like all the sets that I've been on, because each set that I've been on, they all have different experiences and different vibes, and I just think it's awesome and it's amazing.
Of course, and again, I can agree, like me being able to play a specific character, maybe like in the Nutcracker one time, I was a butterfly and I had to become this really lyrical and beautiful creature, and it wasn't something that I was before. And I think, again, we can correlate on that as well in this performing arts community. And so when you're acting, is there like something that you see in yourself, or you're like, you really just want to bring that out? And is there like a specific character that you think you connect to the most, and since you've been acting?
Well, to be honest, I don't really have a specific character that I can really connect to the most, because I can really connect to all the characters that I really go and audition for and be, because I just really, what I try to do and my acting coach tells me to do is to put yourself in the character and act like this is you in your own life, and basically try not to really act at all. Like, try to just be yourself and who you are in that character.
Like you said earlier, like being in that perspective, right? Just putting yourself in their shoes.
Yes.
So, how much time does it usually take for you to like learn your script? And do you ever get a little nervous when you're on set?
Well, it all depends on the script. So I may get an audition from one page to 10 pages, and depending on the script, I can learn a one page like in 2 seconds flat, and versus a 20, I mean a 10 page script, I can learn in about like 20 minutes or so. But really, it takes me a little while to ground the character, because you have to make sure to know the character, their background story. Even if they don't give you a lot of information, you still got to create something behind that so that you know what that character is about, and you have a background so you can understand the character a little bit better, so you can portray it a little bit better. I used to get nervous on set. I used to feel, maybe I wasn't gonna get this audition or whatever, but now I'm not the same way anymore. I used to feel that way, but now I'm not, because I know even if I may not get this audition, one day one door may close, but another door will open. So that's all I'm hoping for.
Right. And that's a really good mindset to have, because some people, when they audition, it's like, you weren't what we were looking for. And then they like give up. I'm like, no one's gonna want me. No one's gonna be able to see me for who I really am. But you are able to be like, it's okay if I get a no, because I know that I will keep growing and learn from this and do better as we go on. And that's just a really good mindset to have. I know it can be really tough and like there's competition everywhere, but how do you stay grounded and true to yourself?
I stay true to myself and grounded by just realizing, like I said, to not be stuck up in the same, like, just because you don't get a certain role does not mean that it's the end, that you shouldn't keep going. You have to keep going and make sure that you believe in yourself, and that you know that, like I said, one door may close, but another door will open right after that. So just make sure to study, work hard, and believe in yourself.
Exactly, because you have to, this kind of industry takes a lot of like self-motivation. No one can make you do it. You have to love it and you have to have a passion for it. And so, like you said, once that door closes, another one will open up right after that. So moving on from the acting experience, you are the CEO of your own cosmetic line, Yummy Pop Cosmetics. And this all started in the middle of the pandemic. So what inspired you to launch your very own cosmetic line? And like, tell me how it came about for you.
So, as you know, quarantine, it sucks. And, I was just on YouTube scrolling through, watching some videos, and I came across this video, and it says how to create or make your own cosmetic line. So I clicked that video, and that was the start of a revolution for me. I just fell in love and I just wanted to start doing it. And I ran up to my mom and I was just like, Mom, I have to start this cosmetic line. This looks so cool. This is amazing. I want to start it. So I started it, and now this cosmetic line has grown and it's just amazing. This cosmetic line is called Yummy Pop Cosmetics with an I, and it's amazing. And it's like, I just love being a CEO of a cosmetic line.
That's fantastic, because a lot of like young entrepreneurs really are like, I want it to be this specific way and I want it to look this way, and they don't really get too personal with it. But you like ran like head first and you were like, I don't do this. This is something that I'm really into now. Like, let's get started. I want to put like all of my energy into it. And that's something that a lot of people can learn from, because sometimes they'll start a business and they're like, yeah, okay. And then like, they just kind of go with the flow. But you're like, this is like mine. This is like, I'm the CEO of something that I love and I create. And I think that that's something that a lot of us can learn from.
Thank you.
So thank you so much, Nadia Simone, for joining me thus far. And I hope my listeners have enjoyed this conversation as well. I've really enjoyed talking about what the acting experience has been like for you. And I hope that my listeners have gotten a little insight on what it is like as well. And so we will be right back after this break.
This is Donetta D. Moore. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner, gain energy you need to take the business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it.
This is Sydney Trailer-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasted on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Nadia Simone, a young actress and CEO of Yumming Pop Cosmetics. So talking more about that business of yours, what is it like? What are you selling in there? What do you want people, what's the experience that you want people to have when they are using your products?
So my business is, my slogan for my business is called Unwrap Your Beauty. So you basically unwrap your pop because it's like a little sucker that you unwrap and it's, I just love it. It's like such a cute little gimmick. But my business is to really not to be like any of the rest of them, because a lot of the cosmetic lines and try to make you look older than what you are and try to, you know, make you look quote unquote pretty than what you are. And my cosmetic line is basically to just enhance your natural's beauty, your natural beauty, and to basically just love yourself and your own skin and who you are, and just to make yourself feel pretty and amazing, because you are amazing and beautiful and amazing and pretty and just wonderful a person. So that's basically what my cosmetic line does, and I just hope that you feel the same way when you put that lip gloss on or that lip scrub on your lips, just to enhance your natural beauty and love yourself.
Of course. And like, again, you are just so like beautiful and poised when you talk about this, and you're like really setting a good example for who you are as a person. And like she said, like she wants to bring that youthfulness back, and she wants to be like, I don't want to look like 5 years older than I am when I put on like a lipstick. I want to feel like the 14-year-old that I am, or the 16-year-old that I am. I want to feel like I'm in the moment and like present who I want to be in the beautiful ways that we want to represent ourselves. So thank you so much for just like opening that up for us. But so what do you sell like in your cosmetic line?
So currently I first started out with lip gloss, and I have a couple different ones. I'm coming out with a Valentine's Day lip gloss, so coming soon, so stay tuned. I have lip scrubs, which are very moisturizing on your lips. You basically just put it on and you scrub your lips, and they make them feel like all the dead skin is off your lips, and they're just, it's just amazing. And I also have some nail polishes too that I just came out with on my birthday recently. And yeah, so a lot of the stuff is going fast, so make sure to check out my website at shopyumingpop.com with an I. And yeah.
Don't worry, I'll make you have to repeat the website one more time at the end of the episode, just to make sure that all my listeners heard you nice and loud and clear, so they can go support you after they're done listening to this episode. But to get a little bit more personal and getting to know more about you, what do you do when you're not in the theater?
So when I'm not acting, really, I spend time on my business, and I spend time, you know, with my brother, I spend time with my family, and I spend time playing video games. I really like to play video games, and, you know, just, that's what I like to play in quarantine.
Yeah, that's really all we can do right now. There's not really much of a freedom that we used to have when we got to hang out with our friends or like have parties and celebrations like that. But you're still able to find those hobbies that you enjoy. And so like, this is some me time when I'm not on the set, when I'm not working with my business. This is my me time to take care of myself and enjoy what I love to do.
Of course.
So as you said, you are a big sister of your brother Lennox. What's that like, being a big sister and like being in the acting career and having your own business? What's that life like?
So being a big sister to my little brother Lennox, he's an amazing little dude. He is like, when I tell you, he follows in my footsteps. He literally copies every single thing that I do, but I love him and he's so amazing. He's actually an actor too, and you can actually see him on Chicago Fire as playing the son of Chief Bowden. And yeah, he's just an amazing person. I love hanging out with him. He, you know, get into our little fights or whatever, but, you know, we always make up at the end.
Because that's family. And like, you know, you're just setting such an amazing example for him. And again, like you said, he's following in your footsteps. And I think he's doing so very well. And I'm really proud that you're setting this great example and just wanting him to be the best that he can be as well.
Of course, because I will always support my brother.
So like I said earlier, you are currently in middle school and you really like science. And you were talking about wanting to be an architect in the future. But from going on from here, where else do you see yourself in the future?
So I definitely see myself acting more, definitely growing my business more. I hope to be like literally in stores, main stores. And I want to see myself like as a really big actor, actress. And yeah, and I want to be some like in as a plan B, I want to be like a scientist type. I don't really know because I'm still experimenting, but for now, I'm definitely still doing acting and definitely hoping on my business, and I pray that it's all successful.
And I'm sure it will be because you're just so amazing and I'm so proud of you, and I'm sure that anyone that has the pleasure of meeting you and being in your presence can realize that as well. And you're just like, you still have so much time to figure out whatever it is that you want to do. And being an architect is something really different. I haven't heard that from such 14-year-olds. So what about being an architect really like sparks you and really wants you to like dissect in that?
So I really like to draw, and I like, you know, looking at houses. I used to watch, like, I don't know if a few of you guys are familiar with Tiny House, but I used to watch Tiny House with my mom all the time, and I used to like to draw houses and rooms, and I just like to draw sometimes too. So yeah, I like to draw just the structure of the house, the rooms, the decorations, the everything. So yeah.
Again, like, I feel like we're almost like the same person. I love architecture too. I think it's just so cool. Like, my dad, we was just like, stop on HGTV and we can just sit and watch it for hours, because like, it's just so mesmerizing. Like,
I know.
I'm not sure why, but yeah, it's like, I also love to draw in like things like that, and I really think it gets the corks moving a little bit and just like really bringing out that inspiration. And for you being again so young and realizing like this is like an interest that I want to partake in, that's really impressive.
And when I get to college, I really want to have a tiny house. I really like been planning on that since, I don't know, like a couple years ago. And I just really want a tiny house when I'm older. I just want one because I just like tiny things. Even when I was little, I just like tiny things. For some reason, that's just what I liked.
Well, I'm sure you'll get that tiny house. And I'm sure it'll be super cute and everything not.
Of course.
If you can give any advice to young aspiring actresses or actors to the industry, what would it be?
My advice would be to keep going. You will get told no a lot of times, and you will, you know, be put down and you may feel bad about yourself, but just know that another door will open for you, and that just to keep going, because as long as you believe in yourself, lots of good things will happen to you.
Again, you guys, this is like a self-motivating industry, and you really have to be able to like put your foot forward and be like, this is who I want to be, and this is how I'm going to get there. I may get some no's, but I'm still going to keep pushing forward. And I hope everyone listening can learn that from you, Nadia.
Yes.
So we're going to play a game. We're going to do some rapid fire questions. Ready?
Awesome. I can't wait.
So cupcake or cake?
Cupcake.
Straight or curly hair?
Curly hair, of course.
What is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show? I don't necessarily have a specific one, but I like anything anime.
What do you normally have for breakfast?
I'm a weird one. So I like to have peanut butter and waffles, and also like toaster strudels and Pop-Tarts. So yeah.
Peanut butter and waffles. That's a little different. I'll have to try it sometime.
It's delicious.
The doctor or the dentist?
The doctor.
One thing you can never live without?
I can never live without my family and my phone.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
If I had $1 million, I would give to charities and donate to people. And I would also just help all my family too.
A dessert you can't live without?
I can't live without chocolate. Chocolate's delicious, especially like M&Ms. I just, it's delicious.
Tennis shoes or dress shoes?
Tennis shoes, for sure.
Winter or summer?
Summer. I just love that hot weather, beach weather, go outside in your shorts. Because even when it's freezing cold outside, I'm still wearing my shorts in my house when I go to sleep, even though it's freezing cold. I'm still wearing shorts because I'm a crazy one.
That was so fun. I really feel like we were able to really get into your personality and what you're like. And peanut butter and waffles, I'll really have to try that. I hope my listeners can like try that too. It sounds very interesting.
It's delicious, especially like when you have, like when you toast it, because I like to toast it, my waffle. And you have to toast the waffle. And then as soon as you take it out the toaster, I recommend putting on the peanut butter because that's when it's the creamiest. And then it just melts and it's just delicious.
Oh my goodness, this was just so much fun. And I'm so upset because we have to take this interview to an end. But I'm so excited that I was able to have you on today.
I'm really thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here. And I definitely see great things in your future.
Thank you. And for you as well. And before you go, can you let my listeners know how they can reach you? You know, your Instagram, your cosmetic line website. Make sure you just share that with us real quick.
Cool. So on my Instagram, you can go ahead and follow me at official_Nadia, N-A-D-I-A underscore Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E. And you can also go check out my Instagram for Yummy Pop Cosmetics. At Yummy Pop Cosmetics, but make sure you spell it with an I, so it's YUMMIPOP Cosmetics. And also make sure to check out my website at shopyummypop.com.
Period. Make sure you guys go help my sister out on all of these beautiful things and support her. She's such a wonderful girl, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy that I was
thank
able
you to so have much her. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Again, I am Sydney Chan-Renee. Today, I was here with Nadia Simone, and this is Perfect Timing.
Peace.